Evangelicals are being targeted by Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine. The Sudanese Christian woman's story isn't over, and First Nation Christians are reaching out to their peers this summer. These stories and more coming up on today's Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Anti-Protestantism is growing in eastern Ukraine. President of Russian Ministry Sergei Rakuba says his childhood friend was beaten by Russian separatists there Monday. His car was stopped in Donetsk. Miraculously, he was able to escape, but Rakuba says separatists are targeting evangelicals.
They believe that evangelical churches, they are their enemies. In one of the towns, they even raise the Orthodox flag and say, "We will fight any heretic, Protestant, anyone who represents more Western immoral values."
The economy's in shambles. People are desperate. Russian Ministries is helping through their eye care food and scripture distribution program.
We are raising 5,000 food packs, $50 each, that will help to provide food for the family for the entire week.
Evangelicals are no longer viewed as cults, but loving Christ followers. Help them do more through links at our website. Meanwhile, it's been 6 days since Malaysian Airlines Flight 17 crashed in eastern Ukraine. Western nations say there's growing evidence that rebels shot it down using a missile supplied by Russia. We have a full report on our website about that. Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous missions, is urging you to pray for families who lost loved ones in this disaster. Pray believers will have an opportunity to share Christ with those who don't know Him. This is Mission Network News. Has your family ever wanted you dead? If so, you may be able to relate to Miriam Ibrahim. The young Christian Sudanese woman is still awaiting permission to leave Sudan while her family files and drops lawsuit after lawsuit. Would you take a minute to pray with us for Miriam's family, both her new family with her Christian husband and those still living apart from Christ? Visit our website to read more updates about Miriam's situation. Next, Native American reservations can be a source of controversy within the U.S., but this summer, they're the mission field of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries' On Eagle's Wings team. Ron Hutchcraft says two constants apply to each tribal land they're visiting.
It's a very hard place to grow up. We will be bringing the hope of Jesus.
A team of 54 Native young people are sharing Christ with their peers on 10 different reservations. They're about halfway through right now, and your prayers are needed now more than ever.
Because we're attacking strongholds, there is a counterattack from the dark side. So that prayer for the covering of the blood of Jesus will be huge. Prayer is not supplemental. It is fundamental to breaking through. Honestly, these strongholds can only be broken if prayer warriors have gone ahead of us.
Along with prayer, your help is needed financially, too. Only about 80% of the funding has come in for the ministry. Find the details you need at missionnetworknews.org. And are your children bored this summer? Well, this may interest you, so listen up. For 72 years, the multimedia organization, now known as Keys for Kids Ministries, has been teaching kids about Jesus. Dave Malin of Keys for Kids explains their new building project.
We're actually remodeling and making adaptable for our staff here for the production work that we do with our devotional books, our internet ministry, as well as the radio ministry we have with Keys for Kids Radio.
Whether you grew up on it or you're just hearing about Keys for Kids for the first time, you may be surprised at their current work.
We not only do the devotional book, which we send out about 60,000 copies around the world quarterly. We have that on the internet. We have a large internet ministry with much of our printed as well as our audio materials.
Working on a new venture, go to our website to find out what it is and how your kids can get involved. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Are you going through some suffering right now? Get the book Learning to Suffer God's Way, Discovering Purpose in Suffering by Donald Zoller, free from Sat7. It can help you turn suffering from an imposition to a complete blessing. Get your free copy by calling our resource line, 1-800-995-4828, or you can also click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.